Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending that this isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. One broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried. Suddenly love died. The story ends and we're just friends.
Joined by veteran Dave Miller and his trio, that was jazz vocalist Rebecca Dumain with the tune Just Friends off her newest 2021 CD, Someday, Someday. She is a very good interpreter of classic American standards, steeped in tradition, but she certainly is not bound by it. And it was in the beginning that she learned that her voice would be her instrument. We caught up with her here at the show to discuss her world of music, and she had a good early story involving a flute.
Actually, funny story. I left my flute on the top of my car when I was driving home, and it fell off on the freeway, and I'm pretty sure the universe was like, yeah, it's time. You're not a flautist. But I sang all through high school. I did theater, and I did musical theater as well.
So she grew up listening to her father play the piano every day and night, falling asleep to the sounds of George Shearing and Bill Evans' arrangements. That would develop a deep emotional connection to jazz, but it wasn't something she thought about pursuing professionally. After graduating from Duke University with a drama degree, she moved to New York City and spent years working in regional theater, performing in a lot of Shakespeare festivals. That changed things for her. Since returning to the San Francisco Bay Area back in 2010, she has emerged as one of the finest singers in the region, renowned for a whole lot of jazz vocal talent. Over the past 6 years, she has released a series of acclaimed albums for Summit Records, accompanied by the great swinging Dave Miller Trio. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that gave the world the legendary Hammond B3 cat, Everett Devan. And below us, you can hear Chris Hazleton and the band during a memorial show at the Gem Theater on July 18th, 2021, honoring his life and legacy. We're coming to you right here from Kansas City, Missouri, providing you a little window into the finest jazz on the planet. From the mind of Polish composer, arranger, and producer Miloš Konarski, we go next. Off an album called Charlie Parker Plays Bossa Nova, What If? It's an attempt to answer a question from the famed Japanese writer Haruki Murakami, and a question of how would Charlie Parker have sounded if he had not died in 1955, but had returned to playing the saxophone in 1963, releasing a Bossa Nova album when it was really popular. The story is a great one, and it's fictional, and it's turned into reality truly over and over. And we caught up with Miloš on the phone from his home in Portland to probe the CD further. It's a great story. And as we hear him talk, we get into one of the tracks on the album. Enjoy.
So we decided to go one step further and imagine how really our music can sound like, with that assumption that it was Charlie Parker and he played Bossa Nova. name is Andrei Polyakov. I'm originally Russian, but I'm coming from Switzerland, and I'm playing piano and playing this here on Jazz Radio for you.
Thank you.
That was Russian musician, composer, and producer Andrei Polyakov, who reached out to the show, and we are so glad that all the cats all over the globe give us their flavor of jazz. That was the 2021 single, Moonlight. And per the usual in his region, he got fundamental classical music education as a pianist and continued with a professional music career performing with several world-renowned orchestras. It was only later on that he broadened his musical taste and capacity into jazz, rock, and pop genres, performing and recording with various bands. So there was one famous jazz pianist that really swayed him. And as we get into OP, Mr. Oscar Peterson with the tune Broadway, listen to Andre explain.
But I'm looking at my piano right here in the room. The sheet that I have is Oscar Peterson, so, you know, it tells for itself. You know what moved me in jazz really is, again, Oscar Peterson, the old tapes. I was 8 years old or even 7 years old when I was listening to these tapes back in the Soviet Union and the USSR, a little bit undercover, you know, it was not really welcomed in that country back then. But I really loved how this guy was coming up with the improvisations to anything.
Folks, this is jazz saxophonist Andrew Van Tassel here, and I just want to say you should absolutely take a chance to check out Joe DiMino's show on Neon Jazz when you get a chance. Thanks so much.
That was the award-winning jazz saxophonist, composer, and educator Andrew Van Tassel with the song Blue Skies off his newest offering, 2021's Shapeshifter. His music draws inspiration from a broad palette of genres, bebop, hard bop, fusion, indie, and classical music, and so much more. And this album really displays that multifaceted approach that ultimately produces music all of his own, and was something that I heard that was commonplace over the pandemic. He explores with electronics in a contemporary jazz ensemble context. And we interviewed him recently on the show, and he had some thoughts on a world ready to see live music again.
I think so many folks miss this, right? Just the normalcy of being able to spend time with each other, with humans, especially for music like jazz that is so historically social. Obviously requires like collaboration that's live with humans.
From the first previously unissued recording from the late trumpeter Roy Hargrove since his passing in 2018, this is the tune Monk's Dream, recorded in 2006 at Merkin Hall at the Kauffman Music Center in New York City, and in 2007 at the Williams Center of Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a 2-CD set. He's joined by the wonderful pianist Mulgrew Miller off a CD named correctly, In Harmony. Enjoy.
Thank you. This is Sweet Meg.
And Ricky Alexander.
And you are listening to
Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
That was the New York City-based jazz vocalist Sweet Meg, or Megan Farrell, and saxophone clarinetist extraordinaire Ricky Alexander with the song Honey's Lovin' Arms, a new 2021 offering. These two together revived the 1920s with a refreshing take on things. This is the first single from the duo's upcoming album, I'm in Love Again, and for all of the heartache the pandemic caused, there were some silver linings. Have a listen to Sweet Meg explain during a recent interview.
Funny, like, you know, technically the timing of this, of the pandemic and what we're going through is what made this record possible.
And also Sweet Meg noted that the famed singer Billie Holiday had a huge influence on her. Let's listen to Riffin' the Scotch off a full Columbia retrospective as we hear her explain.
The reason Billie Holiday is my guiding light is that she said, I just was actually watching the Find a Mellow video before I called you, and she says in that video, I watched it in the beginning of my career, and she says, I never sing the same thing twice, and I always sing how I feel. And everything I sing is a part of my life. And that's something that, as soon as I heard that, I said, that's what I have to do. Because if I'm going to choose this life to be a musician, and it's just not the easiest of life, then I want to at least be honest and true.
Swipe the old one for the new one. Now the new one's breaking my heart. I jumped out of the frying pan right into the fire. Lord, right into the fire.
Kelly Ramu from Toronto, Ontario. I'm a jazz vocalist, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Young, the world was big. I let my choices take me where they would, and finally I looked up and found that I was writing songs. Chance I'd make it big was small, but I just laugh it off. Though they mean well, I know it's enough. If I had led a different kind of life, I know my heart would want something more, for not much can replace the rush of singing loud and making a crowd believing in a moment. In my short life, I've come to see eternally, oh, I'll just laugh it off and carry on with what I
That was Toronto-based vocalist, composer, and visual artist Kalia Ramu, joined by Ewan Farcombe, with the 2021 tune Laugh It off their new CD, Simply Called Duo. Her singing career began at the age of 12, and she's never stopped. And we caught up with her here as the pandemic raged, and she had some thoughts.
Just remind everyone that to put everything into perspective and hopefully keep everyone going and happy, and there's nothing like music to make you feel better.
From the legendary Pittsburgh-born jazz pianist, prolific composer, concert hall artist, and recording star Errol Gardner, we go next. This is the 1944 cut, The Blue Room, and Kalia had some thoughts about her love of Errol Gardner.
Errol Gardner is a really fantastic piano player. He has an album called Concert by the Sea. That's a big one for me. I used to play that in my car on road trips just over and over.
Charlton, and everyone, please tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hemlock holds, I've mastered a few, and everything I got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike, you get struck each time I strike. You for me for me, I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two, and everything I've got belongs to you. For better, but for worse. I'm a terrible tongue, a temper for two, and everything I've got belongs to you. Everything, I said everything. Everything, I said everything. Everything I've got belongs to you.
That was the Ian Charlton Big Band with their latest 2021 CD, A Fresh Perspective, with the tune Everything I've Got. After earning a master's degree in jazz studies from the University of North Texas, saxophonist Ian Charlton thought it might be a good idea to join a service band for a short time. He wound up in the Navy, and as of 2020, he spent two decades leading, playing, and touring the world, and writing for various Navy bands. And this brought about his love of the big band, and here we are today, during a recent interview with the show. He talked about how real jazz is.
Jazz deals in the real. It deals with how we are now, and the imperfections sometimes become what is beautiful about it. Not necessarily a flaw, but proof of its authenticity.
Our final ride in and out of the jazz on the 711th episode of the show comes from pianist Oren Evans off his sixth album on Smoke Sessions Records. He's a great friend of the show. It's off the album Magic of Now. Great album title. And this is a song I have an affinity for, Libra, as we balance it all out on the way out here. And we'd like to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and an astrological sign all by himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Yeah. Reach out to us. We're always here. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.